Thank you. All right, members, moving on. We're now moving on onto progress reports from the different task forces. I'll take item one, or the first task force report, if I may. This is the Hong Kong Island Task Force report. Again, we're covering two meetings, the 25th meeting and the 26th meeting. First, you'll see in the case of both the 25th meeting and the 26th meeting, we've had extensive dialogue with the consultants and CEDD on the boardwalk, which we're hoping to erect underneath the island eastern corridor. Now, I'm afraid things have not, I don't think, progressed quite as we'd hoped, in that we found we have a design which I think all of us now feel could give rise to reclamation challenges. The boardwalk has not deviated, that's unfair, but the width is such now that it extends quite a distance beyond the underside, if you like, of the Island Eastern Corridor, and we're troubled by that. And we've asked CEDD to come back with a refined design which, so far as is possible, takes as much of the boardwalk underneath the Island Eastern Corridor. That was the original intent, and because of a push, if you like, to enhance the design and to increase the width, we seem to have deviated from that particular intent. So that's work in progress. That'll come back to the task force at its next meeting. I think the shame is we've lost some time. We have engaged with the community, we've got community views, so that side of things has been dealt with. But we now have a design which I think needs some refinement before we can implement it. So that's the position on the boardwalk underneath the IEC. Then you'll see we've had discussion about Kennedy Town and the use of the three piers, the public working area, for use as a community farm, which is a new initiative promoted particularly by the district council but supported by the task force. It obviously is an experiment, if you like. It's being driven by the Harvey unit. Seems to be quite a lot of support for the trial, if you like. I think we do regard it as a trial, a test, we'll obviously, I think, learn quite a lot from it. But I think we've got the support of the local residents and the council, which is important in taking this sort of pilot forward. Clock and Flap, a music and arts festival, touching on just the presentation we had from the police. We asked the promoters of the Clock and Flap Music Festival to come and brief us, and they did that, task force. They're very keen, obviously, to see not only the existing event space enhanced, if you like, there's certain infrastructure improvements which could be affected, but also they're suggesting and would like to see a series of permanent event spaces around the harbour, not of the scale of the central facility, but places where events could take place, almost on a plug-out basis, if you like, plug-in, and off you go with your event. That's something that I think we perhaps should look at as a commission, and each task force might like to take that forward as part of its agenda. We also had a presentation from the operator of the Central Harbourfront event space. Their tenancy has just been renewed for a term of 3 years, and they shared with us their experiences on operating the site and the issues that they'd faced. Obviously, 3 years gives them some certainty going forward, so they are able to book and encourage major events. But again, I think lessons learnt from both the proponent of Clock and Flap and from the operator of the Central Harbourfront event space are relevant, I think, to other events all around the waterfront, particularly if we're looking at doing things at Kai Tak as well. So maybe Vincent may want to pick up on that as well. And then finally, a large metal object found during works on Wan Chai, believed to be part of the Tamar, the ship, still to be established. it's in store, so to speak, at the moment. But as you see, our friends at CDD feel they need another study to establish exactly where it came from and what it is. Talking about a year, 18 months for that study. We've asked them to expedite because we think whatever it is, we should find a home for it, if you like, somewhere on the waterfront. But we're obviously awaiting the outcome of that study before we take things forward. So that I think is where we are on the Island Task Force. Busy time. I think, you know, you probably gathered from me that I'm disappointed about the boardwalk, and I think this is another case where we, not another case, it's a case where we allow consultants, if you like, to run with things with perhaps not enough involvement by the Commission. So we found ourselves with a solution which we're not totally comfortable with. Maybe when we're talking next week, we could have a look at that, Christine, as an example of where we could we have influenced things had we been more involved, because I sense we could have shaped the outcome a bit better. So that's Island Task Force. Vincent, are you going to talk about KITAC?
Mr. Chairman,
Could I
just make a suggestion too? I think we do need to discuss the status of the so-called ground scraper.
All right.
I don't think there's been any item on the Hong Kong Island Task Force agenda since a very special meeting was set up on this subject. I think it was at least 6 months ago. It might have been more. And it was convened to discuss the development and lease conditions, I think. Nobody's come back to us on that, to the best of my knowledge. This building is going to have a very major impact on the waterfront in terms of design, connectivity, scale, and interface with the public realm. We've got to get it right, and I would not like a situation to happen that it becomes too late for us to actually discuss and comment on the design and the tender procedure and how we get the sort of design we actually want and the best means to achieve it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Christine, can you just brief us on where we are on Site 3?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
On Site 3, members actually commented on the draft planning brief, which was subsequently actually passed in December 2016. So if actually members are interested, I mean, subsequent to the workshop, we also made changes to the brief as well that was subsequently promulgated. If members are interested, we can actually send members after this meeting a clean version or a table listing out the comments have been incorporated into the approved planning brief after members' deliberation. And I think the planning brief provides or governs the future, at least provides a framework or the minimum that the members have expected to be provided in terms of connectivity, in terms of open space, and some design parameters to govern the future developer of Site 3. Subsequently, I note members' views on the disposal mechanism, and that's an issue that the government would have to consider in details, because it's a government's call after all as to the disposal mechanism. But I think the planning brief is important because it is statutory and it would decide on the future development parameters of the site. So I can definitely circulate it again to members, the one that was endorsed by the CPB.
Well, yes,
just to be clear, Christine, you are going to circulate the planning brief so that we can make comments and presumably discuss at the next Hong Kong Island Task Force meeting.
Comments have been given in the previous meetings, and the planning brief was subsequently endorsed already, and that already includes and incorporates takes on board a lot of members' comments. So I can just summarize for members which are your comments and then how they were incorporated in the brief. So that stage was passed already.
Peter, I hear you. Let's have it on next Island Task Force agenda if we can. Yeah. I mean, circulate, please, to everybody so everybody's in the loop. But let's have it on the Task Force agenda, because I suspect we need a development brief as well as a planning brief.
Absolutely.
Which we can talk about.